Good morning, and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is AJ D'Angelo, and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. This morning, we have a gospel reflection on the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verses 20 through 26. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, I pray not only for these, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they may also be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me, and that you loved them even as you loved me. Father, they are your gift to me. I wish that where I am, they may also be with me, that they may see my glory that you gave me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world also does not know you, but I know you, and they know that you sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will make it known, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. Oftentimes, brothers and sisters, when we read the Gospel of John, it can sometimes seem a little complicated, a little wordy, a little bit confusing to read, to understand at least what Jesus is trying to say to us. And so we need to take it and break it down piece by piece. It's also helpful when we read this to not only laser focus in on a certain verse or a certain line, but also to see the trend or the general theme of what Jesus is saying in one of the passages. So let's take this reading from today, for example. The main idea that Jesus is trying to get across here is that he desires earnestly. He's praying on his knees, begging the Father that all those who believe in him, not only those who were his apostles, not only those who were his disciples, but all those that would eventually come to believe in him through the words of the apostles, of the disciples, would be one. But not only that they would be one with each other, but that they would be one with him, with Jesus. Brothers and sisters, today we are those people who have come to believe in Jesus through the words of his disciples, right? Whether we know it or not, each and every one of us can trace back our faith to the apostles. We can trace it back to the person who shared the faith with us and the person who shared the faith with them, so on and so forth, back generations and generations. We are taught by the lips of Jesus, through the apostles, through the disciples, through all those thousands of years that Jesus' words have been known. And he tells us this special thing today. He says that we may all be one, as the Father is in him and he is in the Father. He says that through this, the world may believe that you sent me. Brothers and sisters, our calling, the thing that Jesus most earnestly desires for us, is that we would have unity with him and the Father and the Holy Spirit, that we as the body of Christ would be united to him as our head, that this isn't simply a thing that we say, but a thing that we live, that we as the people of God, as the body of Christ, would have Jesus Christ living inside of us. I ask you today, do you feel like Jesus is living inside of you? Now, I know it's not about what you feel, but how do you act? Do you act as if Jesus lives inside of you? Does Jesus live inside of you? Is it manifested in the way you treat your friends, your family, your children, your wife or your husband? Because Jesus says that when we are united with him and he lives in us and we live in him, then the world will be transformed. that the world will come to know him. That we can share the love of Jesus Christ most fully when he lives in us and we live in him. So brothers and sisters, today I invite each and every one of you, myself included, if we do not acknowledge and know and live our lives as if Jesus lives in us and we live in him, let us commit to that today. Let us commit to following the Lord, not just with our words, but with our actions and with our lives, that the world might know his name and come to follow him. This has been a gospel reflection on the Gospel of John. Again, my name is AJ D'Angelo, and to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.